Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. I want to remind you to check out CB & Potts, which has been the home of the CSU Rams, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Arapahoe Road in Englewood, C470 and Broadway in Highlands Ranch, and of course, the original 1450 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins. Our first guest of the show is Tyler Shannon, who posts on the Ram Nation board under the name of Bighorn Sheep, and who also founded the Be Bold CSU organization to help promote the on-campus stadium effort. Tyler, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks, Joel. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. I wish that we had a little bit better circumstances regarding the football coach status and all that, but this week began very exciting news about the stadium and how Dr. Tony Frank wants to move forward with the on-campus stadium. But
disappointing loss at Air Force, and then exciting news, and then this news, and oh, man. But I think hopefully we're still going to be headed in the right direction. Looking forward to the discussion here.
Florida AD Jeremy Foley visits Fort Collins on Wednesday, offers the job to Coach McElwain. As of the time that we recorded this show, we still had not heard an answer yet. There's been negotiations going on this whole issue.
Well, you know, I think it's disappointing, I think, for any fan. You know, everybody was really excited about how things were going at CSU after so many losing seasons. But I think I look at it, and I think you have to be appreciative of what Coach Mack has done here. It's hard to blame him. I mean, it's Florida, you know, it's one of the premier football premier, and saying CSU is my dream, good job, and I want to be here forever. But, you know, we've got a long way to go to get there. And I think the things McElwain has done to take this program where it's at and really where it's going, too. You know, got to be excited about that and looking forward to what comes out of it.
Do you anticipate some bitterness coming out from the fan base? I mean, I came from the SEC. I mean, you get a legitimate chance to win national championships there on an annual basis. So I personally have a hard time faulting him for this. From day one, he's talked about how CSU is not a stepping stone. It's a destination. He's got big dreams and plans for this. It's the front porch of the university. Done. It's only three seasons in. He had a great run. You know, he had a nice bowl win last season, and he's had a great season this year. But it's so far from being done. Can he look at himself and say, yeah, it's fair that I leave right now?
You know, I would hope that there's not a lot of bitterness. I'm sure there's going to be some. But gosh, you know, he just completely turned this program around. There are a lot of great football coaches out there, and, you know, I think we can hang our hat on the fact that when Coach Mack's leaving, CSU is going to have a nice big chunk of change in their pocket to hire one of those guys. You know, I mean, you're talking Larry Coker or Bo Pelini, or I think there's a whole host of different guys we could go after. That when you look at what we've got, nominee that has some of, you know, a D Hart and some of the other great guys that are on this team. You know, we're pretty well stacked for the next guy to come in and be successful. You know, I feel like we could see the vision come to fruition. But at the same time, you know, it is what it is, and we got to move on as fans. We got to be more passionate than ever, help attract the best coach, and then hopefully the next person will come in and latch on for longer and take us where.
And the poster known as Bighorn Sheep on RamNation.com, the guy that everyone's looked towards as the inside source for stadium information. Tyler, you mentioned D. Hart, and as you mentioned his name, that really struck me. He just came here probably 99% because of Coach McElwain. Anything like this?
Yeah, and you know, I think D. Hart would probably be the first person to look Coach McElwain in the eye and say, you know, you deserve this opportunity to go be a head football coach in the SEC. You know, D. Hart was part of that, and he knows what that means. And McElwain would look right back at him and say, you know what, we're lucky to have McElwain as a coach. And like I said, there's a lot of great coaches out there that I'm sure D will be really excited to play for. Who knows who it's going to be at this point, but that's the next step, really.
Tyler, you've got a great relationship with former AD Jack Graham and his wife Ginger, so I think you've got a good pulse of what he's thinking right now. Considering the effort and the buyout in place, what do you think he's thinking right now after just 3 years? You know, obviously he's not the AD anymore, and that's got to be pretty sour for him, but what do you think's going through his mind knowing that his crown jewel of a coach has got away?
You know, Jack, his crowning effort was not just getting Jim McElwain, but signing into this, you know, cutting a major check to get him out of here. And I'm sure Jack's very disappointed that McElwain's decided to move on. But again, it's about leaving this university in a good position for our future. You know, when McElwain was hired, there were a lot of people who said, you know what, he's been on in 3 or 4 years because we're winning, and that means he did a heck of a job and he put CSU back on the map. And as disappointed as I am to see him gone, as disappointed as I'm sure Jack Graham is to see him gone, it speaks volume around where we're at as a university athletic department and where we're headed.
The buyout that we were just talking boards, people are talking about how these kind of buyouts are negotiable and that they can easily be negotiated down. So instead of $7.5 million, you might be half of that or even less than that if you throw in potentially a one-for-one game, on the football field where we go visit Florida and Florida comes in Air Force, the buyout would have gone even further up. But tell me about what you know about the buyout and what you think could happen.
Well, at this point, the buyout is basically, without an athletic director for the most part. I mean, we have an interim, obviously, but right now the buyout is basically between Tony Frank and the athletic director for Florida. Then them sitting down and negotiating really what it's going to be, how you value things, right? Right now going down and having playing a game at Florida and maybe even having Florida, come up to Fort Collins in this brand new football stadium that we're going to build might be pretty valuable because you're going to get a lot of people in the seats up here, get a lot of national exposure, and, a new coach coming in might look at that and say, hey, I want to, maybe even make it worth more than $7.5 million. It might not be that on the surface with dollars and cents, but when it comes to the exposure for the university and a few other things, there's definitely that to consider. So
I don't want to take anything away from interim AD John Morris, but would you feel a lot better if Jack Graham was still in place?
Williams, you look at obviously Jim McElwain, and you look at Larry Stacy, as well as some of the other coaches that are in the program. He obviously had a ton of success doing it. He just has that eye for the right guy, the right personality. And my experience with John Morris is I just don't know how big of an big-time business person. He knows what to look for. He knows how to get the guy he wants. He knows how to sell the university to somebody. McElwain wouldn't have been here if Jack didn't sell this vision and this idea of where to take CSU football. So obviously I'd feel more comfortable. That being planned, that we might not have an athletic director till March or April because, we got a committee looking at it and all that kind of stuff. And, when it comes to recruiting, you got to have a football coach that can come in and sell this program to recruits. And I don't like really how CU had handled it, where they hired the coach before the athletic director. I think we need to have an athletic director in place.
Jack Graham not being here to hire the next guy, but CSU is going to do just fine as far as identifying the right candidate. They'll use a search committee, I'm sure, like they have in the past, and they'll identify all the best candidates. But if you've got two or three guys that are some of the best candidates in the country and they've got other options, are they really going to direct boss? The athletic director is not there, at least for the next few months. I have find a hard time believing that you're going to be able to land the guy that you want without that guy in place. So that
I think it, you look at it and, you look at McElwain taking the risk to go to Florida. They've been going through coaches like at the same time. If you got, obviously the athletic department's been budgeted for $1.5 million for a head coach, plus they have all this money from the buyout. So in a way, money talks, and I guess the expectation is we'll go get the right guy. So
it just really shows you how far the gap is between a CSU and a Florida, where they can dismiss and whatever staff members they want. So you're upwards of almost $20 million already, and there hasn't even been a game coached yet. So the gap could be continuing to be wider, and perhaps that's why, Coach McElwain sees that the Floridas of the world, there's just too much going on there beneficially as opposed to a CSU where everything's stacked. On RamNation.com as our guest. Tyler, before we go to break, and I really appreciate you hanging on here with us, we'll go to another segment here and we'll talk about the more exciting news about the fact that Dr. Tony Frank has come out publicly and recommended to the Board of Governors. He's going to present to the Board of Governors later this week. Jim McElwain, are you pissed at how this whole thing is shaken out? Are you pissed that he's gone?
I'm not pissed. I'm disappointed because I thought we had a guy who was going to be here the way Sonny was here for a long time and really help us build this program. I can't be pissed at the success that we've seen since he's been here. We owe all that credit to him. And
the Ram Nation message boards about the fact that perhaps, you know, that Air Force game that, you know, you and I tailgated together for that game, and tremendous atmosphere, a lot of great Ram fans there. It was an exciting game. It didn't look like the same CSU team we had seen for much of the year. Do you think that this distraction, so to speak, has had anything to do with that?
I think it's refinements, and that's on the whole team. That's not just on Jim McElwain. He keeps his team focused, and he gets his team prepared to play football, and he's going to do that at Florida just like he did that at CSU. We had a bad day, but considering we got 10 wins, and we're probably going to be going to a bowl game. Well, we are going to a bowl game, possibly the Las Vegas Bowl, probably most likely.
We'll shift gears and talk about the stadium effort and much more. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.